You are on your own too much, Canon Chasuble. You should get married.
No, the early church was very much against marriage.
That is obviously the reason why the early church has not lasted to the present day. And you do not seem to realize, dear sir, that a man who remains single becomes a permanent temptation.
But isn't a man equally attractive when he is married?
No married man is ever attractive, except to his wife.
And often, I've been told, he is not even attractive to her.
That depends on the woman. If she is a mature woman, she can be relied upon. You cannot rely upon a young woman. But where is Cicely?
Perhaps she followed us.
Mr. Worthing!
Mr. Worthing!
This is a surprise. We did not expect you till Monday afternoon.
I have returned sooner than I expected to. Canon Chasuble, I hope you are well.
Dear Mr. Worthing, I hope these black clothes do not mean that something dreadful has happened.
My brother.
More shameful debts and bad behavior.
Is he still leading his wicked life?
Dead.
Your brother, Ernest, is dead?
Quite dead.
What a lesson for him. I hope he will learn from this.
Mr. Worthing, I offer you my sincere condolences. At least you know that you have always been most generous and forgiving to him.
Poor Ernest. He had many faults, but it is very, very sad.
Very sad indeed. Were you with him at the end?
No. He died abroad. In Paris, in fact. I had a telegram last night from the manager of the Grand Hotel in Paris.
Did the telegram mention the cause of death?
A bad cold, it seems.
As a man sows, so shall he reap.
Charity, dear Miss Prism, charity. None of us are perfect. I myself am particularly sensitive to drafts. Will the funeral take place here?
No. It seems he wanted to be buried in Paris.
In Paris? I don't think he was being very serious, even at the end. You will want me to mention this sad event in church next Sunday. My sermon on the mercy of God can be used on any occasion, happy or sad. I have preached it at baptisms, weddings, and funerals. The last time I preached it was to the Society for the Prevention of Discontent among the Upper Classes. The bishop, who was present, liked it very much.
Ah, that reminds me. You mentioned baptisms, I think, Canon Chasuble. You know how to baptize people, I suppose? I mean, you often baptize people, don't you?
It is, I am sorry to say, one of the canon's most frequent duties. I have often spoken to the poorer classes about it, but they don't take any notice.
But is there any particular child in whom you are interested, Mr. Worthing? Your brother was, I believe, unmarried.
Oh, yes.
People who live just for pleasure are usually unmarried.
But it is not for any child, dear Canon. No, the fact is that I would like to be baptized myself this afternoon, if you have nothing better to do.
But surely, Mr. Worthing, you have been baptized already.
I don't remember anything about it. Of course, I don't know if you think I'm a little too old now.
Not at all. At what time would you like the ceremony performed?
Oh, I'll come about 5 o'clock, if that would suit you.
Perfectly, perfectly. In fact, I have 2 similar ceremonies to perform at that time. Twins, who were born in one of the cottages on your estate.
Oh, I don't think it would be much fun to be baptized along with other babies. It would be childish. Would 5:30 be all right?
Of course, of course. And now, dear Mr. Worthing, I will not stay any longer in this house of grief. I ask you not to grieve too much. Bitter trials are often blessings in disguise.
This seems to me to be an extremely obvious blessing.
Uncle Jack! Oh, I am pleased to see you! But what horrible clothes you are wearing! Please go and change them.
Cicely!
My child, my child!
What is the matter, Uncle Jack? Please look happy. You look as if you have toothache. And I have got such a surprise for you. Who do you think is in the dining room? Your brother!
Who?
Your brother, Ernest. He arrived about half an hour ago.
What nonsense! I haven't got a brother.
Oh, don't say that. He is still your brother, even though he has behaved badly in the past. You mustn't be so heartless. I'll tell him to come out. And you will shake hands with him, won't you, Uncle Jack?
This is very happy news.
Since we were just getting used to his departure, his sudden return seems very distressing.
My brother is in the dining room? I don't know what it means. I think it is perfectly ridiculous. Good heavens!